John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is my friend Dan Rourke. The Yankees have lost two games in a row to the Minnesota Twins, and they try to avoid being swept today with Domingo Germán on the bump. Dan, how are you this afternoon now? I was going to say this morning. It's the afternoon.
Yeah. I've been better, BBD. I've been better. You know, it's typically not this early in the year to where the team's like driving me off the deep end, but they are. I haven't looked great over the past week or two. So with that said, I'm not doing great, man. But I guess if I could say outside the Yankees, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Same. All right. Yanks have me as down as they can have me this time of year.
Pretty much
what I said
yesterday.
Happy
birthday to Judge,
though. Worse. Happy birthday to Judge. Happy birthday to my brother, who is also named Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan. That's a great name. Great work by the parents.
Yes. A couple D names. And then, yeah. Oh, Yanks could use a win in the worst way.
Yeah.
And you want to tell the people who they're rolling out there with this afternoon?
Yeah, so a little better of a lineup today, I guess you could say, because you do have all the regulars in there that we can have in there. Volpe, Judge, Rizzo, LeMahieu, Torres, Calhoun, Connor Falefa, Higashioka, and Oswaldo Cabrera. That's what we're working with today. And hey, I mean, it's nice to see Glaber's back in the lineup. And, you know, Volpe, Judge, Rizzo, LeMahieu, Torres, that's the hopeful of damage
works.
Being done. So them being in there is nice. And I'm glad I've been wanting to see this. Glaber's out of the four hole now. They got DJ there. They did it yesterday,
yeah,
but Glaber wasn't playing. Yeah, so I'm glad to see him in the five hole. Because if you look at his career splits the other day, and batting third and batting fifth in his career, like an 850 OPS, batting fourth below 700. So not that, you know, that's the be all end all, but it just seems like, you know, I don't know. Maybe the approach gets different. Who knows? But it's Calhoun's back in there.
Yeah,
hey, he had two hits yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Second time we've seen him play the outfield will be today. He's in right field. Judge getting another DH day. Judge and Rizzo flipped back. Rizzo was in the two hole yesterday. Looked early like it was working. They get on the board first like you wanted. That was what to watch for yesterday.
Yeah. And even when they went down, they tied it on that error. I was like, yo, like I said earlier, relating back to what Joseph Fly always says, better to win ugly than to lose pretty. I thought we might have been headed for that, and I would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know, once they tied, I was like, I don't care. That may have been a double play in 99 out of 100 universes, but this one it wasn't. Maybe we'll win today. Vibes were quickly smashed. But, hey, somebody put it out on Twitter today, and this is the vibe I'm taking. Bad teams win baseball games all the time. So, hey, if we are a bad team, I mean, we should win once in a while, and why not today, you know? I will say my one actual complaint with this lineup in terms of who's on the roster that's not playing, I would still just love to see Peraza play every day. I mean, if you had this lineup, I understand Judge hasn't had a day off, so it makes sense to get him in DH, but just talking my ideal world for a second, if he's in the outfield and, I don't know, you take either IKF or Calhoun out, the DH spot, five infielders, four spots. If you had Peraza in this lineup too, to subtract Calhoun or Connor Falefa,
wouldn't actually
be a horrible lineup.
Yeah, if for whatever reason, let's assume they needed to get Judge a DH day.
Which
I don't want to throw any accusations out there of being beat up. But yeah, if that's the case and you got a DH, well, we can't take him out of the lineup, so I get it. But In an ideal world, we get Peraza in this lineup. Not that he's been incredible or anything, but
I'd be more excited
about him than these other dudes. But hey, Willie, like we said, Willie two hits yesterday, so
it's true.
Let's see it. Is there anything else you're watching for today?
Honestly, when Hickey's in the lineup, it's no diss to Trevino, but I do feel a little more hope inside me that he could run into one and go deep. So him being in there, I'm not upset about that. And hey, shout out to Trevino, because I believe yesterday was that his first base runner that he threw out. I believe he threw somebody out, or was that on on Tuesday or Monday, whatever it was. But anyways, I think they're kind of on the same tier. So at this point, with Higgy being able to probably go have a chance of going deep a little bit more, I kind of like seeing him in the lineup. So
yeah, I like that.
Maybe he'll do something.
He's caught two guys Trevino has this year.
He has caught two. So I'm just lying on the show live.
A good job.
Yeah.
It's a good job. Good job. He last year he led the league in caught stealing rate as a catcher. He was good. He's good at it.
Who did? Trevino?
Yeah. Platinum glove.
I know the platinum glove, but this is the arm.
In the past, I know that was like the hole in his defensive game. Like, obviously, he's mostly known for the framing, but last year he really stepped up in that department. So we'll see. We'll see if he can make an adjustment as they get more used to the.
I'm going to offer Jose Trevino an apology then, because I've low key been roasting his arm a lot. And if that's the case, I shouldn't be going this hard on it. Shout out to you, Jose Trevino.
And hopefully, do you do everything else right? Right now, he and Higgy statistically are basically the same, but I agree with you. There's a little more of a threat with Higgy there if you're going to pick one that'll start, if you're going to pick one to start going hot. Getting hot.
Like, or just run into one.
He would be the one I pick. What am I watching for, actually? What am I watching for? I guess I kind of want to see the way Judge is moving on the bases. I know I said I was going to avoid any allegations, and let's just say it's a normal DH day. But like, hey, like run hard at some point and make me like just think it's just a DH day.
Yeah, I think it is just a DH day because he hasn't had one day off yet. And yeah, if they weren't struggling so bad, he probably gets off today. But like you mentioned, there's nowhere you can have him in the lineup. So
got to get him one of these eventually.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's all it is. Just nothing else fully coming to me. Like, I want the Yankees to win.
Yeah, me too. I don't care how it happens, and I feel like it'll probably be a little bit of luck, but that's fine. Just don't get swept. We haven't gotten swept yet this season, right?
Yeah, no.
That's our last remaining.
We lost our first series last series, and we've lost this one. But hopefully you can.
Yeah, and
you can
also
leave with a decent taste. That'd be really nice.
An easy cliche, what to watch for. It is Judge's birthday today, like we mentioned. He has gone deep twice on his birthday, once in 17, once last year. So maybe he does it again.
It could be.
And his last homer was what? The Shohei game where he robbed him?
Yes, he robbed him, then hit one.
Yeah.
I think that has to be.
He's kind of low key due for in Judge terms.
Yeah, on the Judge scale, that was 3-4 games ago. So yeah. Let's poke one, Judgy. Neither of us can pick him in the homer draft later. But let's discuss the pitching path to victory. refreshing my roster resource page, trying to figure out who's unavailable. Nick Ramirez and Marinaccio both threw a good number of bullets, should be out of the mix. Abreu should be out of the mix. Cordero might be back there. Ian Hamilton, I don't think he's part of paths to victory yet, even though he's been successful. With Domingo out there, I'm hoping we get the good version of him and he can give us six today.
Yeah, and that's capable, when he was lights out, it was against the Twins.
More than capable of that. So let's say he gets through six. We haven't seen Mike King yet. So maybe then it's him for, let's call it one and two thirds.
Yeah.
To clean up a Domingo inning, or let's say two innings, sure. and
Clay's available as hell too.
Clay hasn't pitched since 18 pitches on Saturday. only time he's pitched in the last 6 days. So Clay, I think, gets into this one a little bit no matter what. Probably.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if Herman can get you into the sixth, then you're probably chilling with King, Wandy, Clay in an ideal world. You also could they if could probably and Hamilton five. Too, I guess.
He had a hard time making him part of paths to victory, but he has been objectively really good.
Yeah, just if you need like a supplemental guy outside of King, Wandy, Clay, I'm just thinking of the next guy you go to, either him or Cordero threw 20 on Monday, none yesterday, so maybe he's available. But hey, how about Mingo just gives us six, and then seven, eight, nine is pretty easily covered.
If he's just five, then Wandy's in the mix too, not part of the plan I had laid out, but. I think we're about there.
I trust the pitching. Even
they pitch.
Even the pitching hasn't been like amazing like the last two games, but still it's just, you just know that they're gonna be more often than not have you in the game ready for the offense to win if they do their job. So same old story, bro. Just score and the pitching will probably
Be able to pitch enough if they score the runs.
Yeah.
I think brings us to Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft. Neither of us have gotten on the board because the Yankees haven't homered yet in this series.
I kind of forgotten what it feels like to watch a homer and be excited for.
Yeah, I haven't gotten
even the last one I think was Rizzo. Was when Rizzo hit that one in the ninth, and it was like we already knew we were losing, so it felt pointless. So I could use a homer today, so bad. I don't care who it's from. If you can go deep, that'd be great. Who's going first? Me or you?
You have the first pick. You
and I can't pick.
You can't pick Judge, Franchi, Rizzo, or DJ LeMahieu. I cannot pick Rizzo, Hicks, Volpe, or Judge. So,
all right. First pick. I'm going to go with Glaber and Higgy. Those are my two picks.
You can only pick one of them.
Oh, first pick. Only one of them. Oh, my bad. Higgy.
Taking Higgy pop.
Taking Higgy.
That's cool. I hate to do this. I'm gonna take Glaber.
Take Glaber. It's only fair.
There's just not a lot of the candidates at the moment.
You don't feel confident that IKF will go deep?
I don't need to be the one to predict that. And I'll grab DJ LeMahieu.
Somebody just hit a homer, dude. That's a dub in itself. Whoever goes deep, a solo too. Give me like a nice if we got a 3-run bomb, I will go like, I don't know, do a great deed for the world and be a changed man, set on the right path. If somebody hits a 3-run homer today and the Yankees win this game, opposite, then I'm going towards like, you're going to see me on one of those juvenile shows. And it's like, oh, what could have been? And they'll ask me what happened. And I'll say the Yankees didn't win on April 26th. And that was the final straw.
Didn't win. Didn't hit a 3-run bomb. You have one more pick unavailable to you are Higgy, Glaber, Judge, Franchi, Rizzo, DJ. You've picked Higgy today.
Oswaldo Cabrera.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like him a lot and would like him to start really going.
Yeah. Also, him in the nine hole is kind of nice. I like that.
Yeah. If he's going to play right now, he should be the nine hole. Even IKF, of probably the last week, has been out hitting him, I think. Oswaldo popped one last weekend. But I'm cool with that. That the ordering of the bottom part of the lineup's all good.
Yeah.
The over under today. I got an over under pick right yesterday, taking the over on 6.5. Because the Yankees lost 6-2, 8 total runs. So today's line. Do you have any guesses?
I was gonna guess the same 6.5.
The line today is 7.5.
7.5. I'm going under.
7.5.
I said under yesterday and I was wrong, but.
Yeah, and we said over the day before. You weren't on that episode, and that was wrong. It's hard to feel like the Yankees offense is hitting, is going to hit, and there's just the getaway day of it all.
Yeah.
Seven and a half feels like a lot for this, especially if we are going to get the pitching performance we want out of Domingo. I think I'm with you on the under today.
We are in agreement.
In agreement. Kenta Maeda for the Twins today. So we are
premonition Iones.
Premonition time. Anything coming into your head?
Can I be like somewhat optimistic with this? Like this Please. May not even be what I fully like think, but let's just
sometimes
I think maybe today we'll get our first like comeback win that'll make you feel good. Like maybe we're down 4-1 in the eighth inning and then they mount a legitimate rally and they come back and it's a feel good, some sort of comeback style win.
Oh, I like
something
that.
Like that.
That'd be
because cool. That has to happen soon. It's but we haven't had one of those yet this year.
We haven't.
I think at least.
We haven't. I don't like what I saw.
What do you see?
Oh, I don't like what I saw.
Let's say it.
But it's what you're seeing. I can't get the Twins' weird white right field wall out of my head this series. I just haven't been able to. And Willie Calhoun's messing around out there. I have one bouncing off the wall coming back and going past him. But IKF, ever the professional, does back him up.
Mm.
So IKF ends up kind of fielding a ball in like right center field. That
is it
Calhoun,
a double or a triple?
Calhoun like should have had.
Does it end up being a
double? For optimism's sake, let's say a double.
Hopefully he doesn't score.
Yeah, I hope.
I feel like Mingo
the guy wasn't running out of the box. Trevor Larnach wasn't running out of the box on it. He's like, yeah, it's going to be a stand-up double.
It
just goes off the wall. And there we go. That's what I have. And that's...
Man.
That's kind of it for this Twins series. I hope they win. Game kicks off in about 20 minutes. I hope everybody enjoys the game as always. Enjoy the baseball. Subscribe to this channel if you haven't. We're the whole company's doing like race to 100,000 subscribers. This channel's not even like on the board, so I kind of give it a subscribe and like maybe comment like,
yeah,
I love the pregame show. I love these guys. I think we both could like really use some kind comments down there today.
I do check the comments after every show. Anything I'm new on, I'll be like, let's see how they're like, reacting. And if somebody says, oh, I love Dan and BBD together, it like that it gives, sets me forward for a good day.
I could really use it. Could really use it.
Yeah.
Knicks game tonight. Excited to watch that after this game. Because that's a big.
What time's that at?
Knicks, I believe, are going to be at 7:30. Let's give it a quick check for the people.
Yeah. And this is game five.
Game five. They're at 7, so it should
be. They
can
clinch tonight.
They can clinch tonight. They're up 3-1. Should be able to get home from the recap like just in time to really settle in for that.
Like my new glove, did I show you?
Oh, I think I saw you post a picture of it.
Like that? You That's heard what happened to nice the other glove. One, right? It was stolen out of my car.
Oh, is that like going back a while?
Yeah, like a couple months. And then
I think you tweeted about
the only
that.
Thing that I did. Yeah, the only thing they took was my glove. And I don't play or nothing, but I like to have like a
like
baseball
to have a glove.
Yeah, you know? So yeah.
Yeah, I leave. Like I leave my glove like at my house, so when I like go home for a weekend, I can like have a catch. But like, it'd be nice to have mine in the city. Just to punch into it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm in the break-in process tonight. It makes you feel like a kid again, and the smell.
That's a good smell.
Beautiful.
I should get a new glove. That might be how I like treat myself.
Word, dude. That's what I did. Yeah. Got me out of a freaking.
That's a cool
funk.
Glove.
But yo, don't ever get Dunkin'. Unsweetened iced tea lemonade. It's horrible. Go to McDonald's. That's where they have it good. I tried to today because McDonald's too far away, a few blocks away. I can't walk that far. Went to Dunkin', got the same thing. And it's like, I almost gagged early on the show. I'm not sure if you saw that. It's not good. But so that's that.
I like
that. Get a 7-Eleven pizza today too. Feeling hungry.
Yesterday, grab one. Having some pizza tonight. Brother's birthday.
Word. Happy birthday to Dan. Maybe the Yankees can win, too.
Yanks win today, man.
Yeah. All right, yo. Got the cold jersey on today.
Oh, the cool one?
Yeah.